Look, these stories from the World Health Organization suggesting that processed meat and red meat is going to cause cancers, and they're as bad as cigarettes and all the rest of it. I had a discussion on the Today program about this morning. Dr. Ross Walker preceded me on the Today program and spoke about the incidence of colon cancer, one of the cancers identified. Now, currently, on statistics here in Australia, for instance, it's 6 in 100 people get colon cancer, 6 in 100. Now, if it were to increase by 18%, as suggested, by overeating processed meats, that would take it up from 6 to 7 in 100. As I said this morning, I'll take my chances. It's a very simple thing, very simple. If, in fact, the World Health Organization is correct and there's a slight increase in the chances of getting rectal or colon cancer by eating these products, it's only if you eat them, as Dr. Walker said this morning, you know, twice a day, three times a day, 7 days a week. It's like every other food group, you know, and we should eat healthier, and I should eat healthier, and you should eat healthier. But at the end of the day, we indulge ourselves as long as we don't overdo it, as long as we don't overindulge ourselves. You don't abuse alcohol, well, you're probably going to be okay. An occasional drink doesn't hurt anyone. In fact, in some cases, they tell me red wine's good for the heart, as long as you don't drink it by the flagon or by the bottle regularly. And the same with this. And it's alarmist. It causes great damage to the pork industry, for instance, and to butchers and to other people who are involved in the sale of processed meats, delicatessens and the like. But make sure you get full facts. And the way it's appearing at the moment, if you read the newspapers and hear some radio reports, oh, processed meat, bacon. Don't eat bacon, it'll cause cancer. The report says there's a slight increase in the chances of getting cancer if you eat large volumes of processed meat. And while I'm on that, you know how they tell me, at my age particularly, I'm 61, that I should be eating brown toast. Well, I'm sorry, I'm fighting against brown toast. I've done it for about 10 years now, the brown toast, but I'm over it. I reckon I've got to this age, I can take a few risks. I'm a white toast person. There's no comparison in the taste of wholemeal and white bread. I know that it's more processed and it's better for you and makes you more regular and all the rest of the stuff they keep telling me, but I just want a bit of happiness. I just want to be left alone as I head towards my Waterloo myself, like the hen and the rooster at Galston and Dorigo. And I may go a few years earlier, but by gee, I'm going to go happier eating white bread. I love white bread. The one thing I have cut down on the advice of Dr. Jeff is salt. The blood pressure was getting a bit high. It's back under control now. But he tells me salt was no good for me. So I've brushed the salt. I mean, putting salt on food. There's salt in every other food you eat. It's processed and you get salt in all of it. But I used to be one for bunging the salt out of the shaker. I put pepper on now and I brush the salt. And I don't miss it. If I missed it, I'd probably still do it. But I don't miss it. But I'm here today to stand up for white bread, the much maligned food group white bread. I mean, when I was a kid, peanut butter sandwiches on white bread. Then all of a sudden, sometime in my lifetime, we went from white to whole grain with those things that get stuck in your teeth to whole meal. And, you know, white bread. Stop eating white bread. It's not processed enough. It's no good for you. And so I observed that for quite a number of years. I exclusively ate brown bread. And you know what? Recently I went back to white bread, and I can't believe that I denied myself the luxury of white bread for so many years, because white bread is infinitely better than brown bread, in my opinion. And I know you've got the lashings of butter on it as well, and the other things. I'm making myself hungry now.
Do you cut the crust off as well?
No, it makes your hair curly.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, but I've had enough. I've come to the end of my tether for the white brown bread. Mm. For you younger people listening, do as you're told. Negotiate your way through life with brown bread. And like me, if you live long enough, you'll come back to the magnificent taste of white bread eventually. Magnificent that it is. So just hang in there with that brown bread for a few years and you'll come back as you get older to white bread.